A music conservatory in Mexico City is getting some well-deserved attention, not for producing skilled pianists or classical cellists, but for turning out minstrels of mariachi, norteña, and helping to preserve some of the country's other native genres. The School of Mexican Music was founded 13 years ago, at a time when modern pop music was threatening to drown out the country's folkloric melodies forever. NPR's Jerry Haddon has more from Mexico City.
In a small classroom in one of Mexico City's rougher neighborhoods, five students pluck tentatively the metal strings of an instrument whose origin dates back to ancient Greece, the psalterium. The trapezoidal instrument, which rests on the lap, was brought to Mexico by the Spanish during the conquest. It gradually changed shape and was adapted to the music of the New World, a mix of the European, African, and pre-Hispanic. The psalterio had its heyday in the late 19th century in the ballrooms of the capital, but one student, a 9-year-old named Vanessa, isn't interested in the history.
Su sonido y cómo se toca.
I like its sound and the way you play. Some instruments sound deep and some sound sharp, but this instrument is neither. It's between the two.
Professor Elizabeth de la Cruz demonstrates a 19th century Mexican waltz called Alejandra for her students.
Before the school was founded, there were only 6 salterio players in all of Mexico. Studying here, we began to get to know the instrument. Many had never heard of it. Even now, with 25 alumni graduated, people still don't recognize it. Some are now playing in restaurants, others teaching. We're trying to save the salterio.
Salterio music is just one genre under revival at the school. Some 300 students a year practice their mariachi trumpet lines and danzón drum rhythms in the school's classrooms and courtyard. Musicians tend to pick up folk music by ear, often never learning to read sheet music. Here, says academic director Jorge Luis Aquino, classes are strict, involving history, theory, and practice. The philosophy: students should know their roots before branching out into other styles.
After all, the polonesas wouldn't have existed without popular music. The Hungarian rhapsodies by Liszt came from folklore.
Though this school is dedicated to old-time music, most of its students are young, like 19-year-old Pilar Oswaldo Cerro, a scrawny kid whose long fingers fly across his 33-string harp. He's studying a musical style called Son Jarocho. It's country dance music from the Gulf state of Veracruz. Cerro says he doesn't mind that most of his friends are learning electric guitar or bass, or that earning a living as a folk musician is never easy.
No, al contrario, me dan más ganas de seguirle dando.
Just the opposite. It encourages me even further. I started because I saw my teacher play. My dad said, "Think about it, because the harp's a big instrument, and I was very small. But with the teacher I have, it hasn't been so difficult to learn."
Folk musicians in Mexico earn their keep playing in saloons and on street corners. On a recent morning, a marimba trio struck up a tune in a residential neighborhood of Mexico City. The marimba is a sort of wooden xylophone that uses stretched pig gut to create a unique reverberating effect. It's played with mallets. José Guadalupe Zaragoza says busking in the street is a tough life. His band, Son Romántico, often finds itself grounded.
Depende mucho también de el clima.
It depends on the weather. If it's ugly, we don't even go out. But normally, you can earn around $10 to $15 a day.
Zaragoza didn't study at the School for Mexican Music, he says, because he learned from his father, but even that tradition is disappearing.
Trasnochar es tu vida como un carrusel.
Back at the School of Mexican Music, 16-year-old Naomi Estrada says she had to move all the way to Mexico City from the Pacific state of Nayarit to perfect her style of traditional singing. She won a national contest, a step that might have propelled her towards a lucrative pop career. But she says she prefers Mexican classics from the middle of the last century.
Eso, bueno, pues habla de otras cosas, no sé,
Well, they speak about things very differently compared to current music. The old songs sing about love and such things, and the modern ones, they just don't make as much sense to me as the old-time tunes.
Perhaps that's what keeps students enrolling in the School for Mexican Music, that and its cheap price. With city government subsidies, students pay about 12 cents per class. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.